This project is being called the NVIDIA of crypto, doing the same thing that NVIDIA did to generate trillions, now to the sectors of AI and crypto.
This project is being built on what's being called the Bitcoin of AI, meaning this is a cannot miss.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the BeanPod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
You're all probably familiar with BitTensor. It is the Bitcoin of AI that is backed by some of the largest and most powerful people in all of crypto. But did you know the NVIDIA of crypto is actually being built within the BitTensor subnet ecosystem?
All right, what makes NVIDIA so successful, driving its market cap to over $1 trillion? Well, it's the fact that it provides institutions and big players across the space access to what is known as GPUs. And this project, Subnet 51, Liam, is doing the exact same thing.
That's right. So you know we're bullish on BitTensor. You know we're bullish on the subnets and the entire ecosystem. Now, Liam is one of our favorites and one of the best performing since subnets got released because it is the leading decentralized GPU marketplace built on BitTensor. So what it does, again, we'll liken it to NVIDIA. NVIDIA supplies physical GPUs and computer chips to people all around the world, allowing them to build and train mostly AI. Games, of course, as well, but mostly AI. Now, Liam is doing the same thing. They're providing decentralized cloud GPU servers to everyone around the world that wants to build on BitTensor. And they're doing it at a much lower cost. They're doing it in a decentralized fashion, which allows people to access the servers with no KYC. You can pay in crypto, and they're connecting miners and customers on BitTensor in a very innovative way.
Yeah, look, the idea is really simple here. The miners contribute idle GPU power to a marketplace, and basically, the others, which is the renters, they are essentially renting these GPUs for, you know, any type of allocated time that they kind of wish to rent it for. And the really cool thing is anyone can rent or supply the GPU power. No KYC. There's no gatekeepers because it's not on a centralized, you know, company like an IBM or Google or Amazon or anything like that. So it's incredible just how easy it actually is. When you pop onto the Liam website, you can literally see. You can rent an NVIDIA H200 for $14 an hour. You can rent a NVIDIA A100 for $2 an hour. And it's really cool. You just plug and play. Super simple for anybody.
Yeah, what I like about Liam compared to the traditional Web2 versions like AWS and Google Cloud is that participation is peer-to-peer. Like the rules are set by the blockchain. You know, it's enforced in a decentralized fashion as opposed to rules being enforced by corporations, corporate middlemen, where they can just be like, no, you're blocked. Can't use this forever. Well, that's not what crypto is all about. Crypto blockchain is about anonymous, decentralized power to the masses. And Liam is doing exactly that. So it's like, okay, anyone can access these servers. Anyone can provide the server. It doesn't matter if you're a large corporation. They could still use Liam. Or if you're just a single person in a house that has a bunch of servers, anybody can access that.
Yeah, and gaining access to this could be the difference between making it or not making it in the future. Because as we know, most of the world is going to be utilizing AI at some point or another. Again, these graphic processing units were typically used for gaming, you know, high-end processing, but now it's all about AI. And basically with Liam, Subnet 51, you can now spin up machines in seconds. What does that mean? Well, spinning up a machine in seconds means you can press a button and instantly get a powerful computer with GPU ready to use instantly. So that's kind of like ordering an Uber and having a car show up right away instead of buying and maintaining your own car. So that's kind of how you can kind of think of how simple and effective Liam actually is.
For sure. And if, you know, most people out here have probably not rented a cloud GPU server from the likes of Amazon or Google Cloud, but typically they're going to lock you into like a monthly or yearly subscription. You are locked in. You got to pay a lot up front. It's very costly, time consuming, got to upload your ID documents, all that kind of stuff. Mm. Not with Liam. You can rent a GPU server for minutes, for hours. So, you know, as we move forward and people are using AI quicker for different things, you might not need to pay for a year of cloud server for to build something AI. You might be like, okay, I need to build something, deploy it for an hour to test it. You can do that on Liam. So it's going to make the barrier to entry for AI developers much, much lower, which I think will increase adoption.
Yeah, and because of that strategy, it actually makes renting these GPUs somewhere around 90% cheaper than the traditional methods that you might see with Amazon Web Services or Google or something of that nature. And that's because these centralized entities have staffing that they, you know, they have infrastructure, they have to physically pay for these buildings and all these other things. The competitive advantage to having a decentralized marketplace is that there might be lower electricity costs somewhere around the world, somewhere else, mm-hmm. you know, so you don't have to pay these high taxes or high prices in all these other areas. You know, real estate costs might be a lot lower. So that's how they're able to offer a 90% discount on something that these people are already paying for around the world anyways.
For sure, because they're tapping into unused like GPU servers that already exist. They don't have to necessarily build their own like a lot of these, you know, Amazon and Google do. So I think what you'll see here is that when you're using the Liam servers, your costs will scale with actual usage because, again, you don't have to use these massive upfront costs to even get started. So a lot of new AI developers, smaller fish that don't have this corporate power behind them, will actually be able to use the Liam servers as opposed to being priced out of the traditional corporate models. So what you're going to see here is that small teams and smaller AI developers should, in theory, flock towards BitTensor and flock towards Liam.
And in a marketplace, GPU providers are actually competing against one another. So when you're in a competitive market, you have to maybe provide your GPU, your idle GPU processing power at a lower rate than one of your competitors. So that's another way they're able to keep the prices down.
For sure. And then when you talk about payments, okay, look, people are in crypto if they're in BitTensor. These are crypto people. They don't necessarily want to have to sell their crypto, sell their Bitcoin, sell their BitTensor, or convert their stables into fiat to pay to build their crypto AI businesses. They want to be able to pay in crypto. Well, what can you do when you want to access a decentralized cloud server on Liam? You can pay natively in crypto. So another huge barrier for adoption that's lowered by using Liam as opposed to like AWS or Google Cloud. It enables global participation. It keeps consistent with the no KYC, decentralized, anonymous nature of crypto. And I think because, you know, paying with crypto, instant, trustless, secured in the blockchain, it just makes so much sense that if you're building an AI decentralized crypto project, you should be able to pay with crypto. That's what Liam does.
They've also put in some security measures, right? So any of the miners who want to participate in the ecosystem and provide this GPU processing have to put up collateral. It could be something like 7 days worth of collateral that they have to put up. And that's because if the node goes down or there's some sort of issue, basically it's protecting the user of that GPU. It's like that money is that collateral is there to protect both parties in the instant that something goes wrong.
For sure. So this is going to improve quality of all the servers on Liam. It's going to reduce downtime risk. It's going to increase customer trust and overall make the entire BitTensor and Liam ecosystem safer and more attractive for people to use. And when you think about Liam, okay, decentralized cloud AI, there's so many use cases that we can probably bring up here to really drive this point home.
Yeah, one of them would be like, I think like maybe the most obvious one would be like AI model training. So basically a startup can build an AI chatbot and they can rent out dozens of GPUs and they can feed all their chatbots utilizing Liam's available GPU power.
For sure. And then another one that we know is massively taking off all over the world is video games. Gaming, specifically indie gaming, is becoming massive. And that means that this is a perfect use case. Smaller teams that want to render graphics, games, levels, whatever, they might not be able to afford the AWS plans. But what they can do now is go with Liam because, again, like we just said, they don't have the upfront costs. So if you want to render graphics, games, images on AI using some sort of server, Liam's going to be the best place to do it.
Yeah, look, Liam provides the small guys an opportunity to get involved in this hot AI narrative without spending millions and having to buy all these servers and just put up all the upfront costs that you just cannot do mm-hmm. with these other centralized companies. And that's where BitTensor and, you know, specifically Liam in this instance is so valuable.
100%. So you know we're bullish on BitTensor. You know we're bullish on the subnet ecosystem as a whole. And now you know why we're bullish on Liam.
Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.